Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
KDKA, I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Believe it or not, 23 days from now, the Pirates open spring training, and there will be new faces, and some old favorites are going to be missing.
Andrew McCutchen and Gerrit Cole are gone, and Pirates manager Clint Hurdle told the MLB Network he understands fans are upset.
We honor our fans. We love our fans. But again, they're going to feel what they need to feel. My job is to continue to get our team to go out there and put a team on the field that they're going to want to come out and watch play to win ball games on the North Shore.
And as for his players?
I've almost talked to all 25 men on the Major League roster, but I've talked to all six players we've added. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, and a lot of guys looking forward to a new era of Pirate baseball.
And a new era, not a rebuilding, has been the theme since the trades were announced. And we are joined this morning by Pirates President Frank Coonley on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
We're doing well, and we're looking forward to spring training and getting into baseball. There's nothing like a night out on the North Shore. But, Frank, I think you understand right now, you guys have been really taking it on the chin. Pirate fans are upset.
No question, John, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to our fans because we can't do anything that we're trying to do for the city without our fans' support. So I wanted to speak directly to them, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. As Clint said, first and foremost, we respect and honor our fans' emotions, and they have been running high, and for good reason. Andrew McCutchen will go down as one of the greatest all-time Pittsburgh Pirates. During his 9 years here, he will end up as one of the greatest Pirates. And, you know, when Barry Bonds left here after 6 years and became a free agent, some people said the Pirates will never have another iconic player who will spend enough time in Pittsburgh to be one of the all-time great players. Andrew McCutchen will go down as one of the all-time great Pirate players. Secondly, in addition to being such a great player who we love to see run the bases, go from first to third, have the hat coming off, the big smile, he loved Pittsburgh, and he gave himself back to Pittsburgh. There was never a kid who wanted to get a piece of Andrew McCutchen where Andrew said no. He made this his home. He absolutely loves the people here. He married a young lady from Western Pennsylvania. He used to be on our Bucco Brigade troop, and he just became part of Pittsburgh. So it's really hard to see a player like that be traded. We all get it. We understand it. And in fact, we feel it too, because he was such a special person for this team. But I want the fans to know that the decision was made for all of the right reasons, and it was made in order to build a winner for them. 78 wins in 16, 75 wins last year is not good enough for our fans. We need to be better. And unfortunately, one of the avenues for a team to get better is to trade iconic players who have limited years of control left for multiple young players who can be a big part of the 2018 Pirates and be a big part of the Pirates as we move forward. That's the reality of baseball. We saw Evan Longoria from the Tampa Bay Rays, the face of that franchise, recently traded to the Giants as well. That's the way that we must get better. It hurts, but it was done for the right reasons and to make this team a great Pittsburgh Pirates team again. Second, and so we respect and honor, as Clint said, the emotions of our fans and expect them to be angry with us and understand it. But some of the frustration or anger has turned to personal attacks on Bob Nutting, and that, in my judgment, is wrong. First and foremost, this decision was made by our baseball operations team. It was made to make the team a winner again. It hurts, but that's where it came from. And in fact, Bob was the last one to get on board because he knows what Andrew McCutchen means to the city of Pittsburgh and to our great fans. And he was the last one to get on board. But he came on board because he was being told by myself, Neil Huntington, and the baseball team that as great as Andrew is, we need to get better, and this is one of the avenues that we can get better. And so Bob knew he would be subject to a lot of personal attacks for that, but he agreed that we would need to go forward on this because he wants to bring a winner to Pittsburgh. I would just ask people, as they are expressing themselves, and again, we honor and expect that, as they're expressing themselves, I've heard some say that, you know what, that Pirates run in 2013 to 2015 was great. It was fun. PNC Park was electric through that run. But that we'll never see that again as long as Mr. Nutting owns the team. I'd ask people to take a step back and ask themselves, who was leading the Pittsburgh Pirates when the Pirates did what people said couldn't be done and built a winner that had an extraordinarily exciting run through 2013 through 2015? That was Bob Nutting. Bob Nutting was our leader through that time. I've been here 10 years now. When I first came 10 years ago, I literally sat in my first press conference to introduce me, and the great Paul Meyer, the PG baseball beat writer for the Pirates, first question out of the box, Frank, you had a good job at the commissioner's office. Do you know what you've gotten yourself into? You can't win here in Pittsburgh. The team has lost for 15 consecutive years. Baseball's economics are messed up. You simply can't win here.
But, Frank, don't you agree that winning means, as we have seen in so many teams, winning means spending a lot of money on a lot of talented players to bring them in and make a winning baseball team? And people view it as being cheap.
Yes and no. So, yes, you must invest in a team to build a winner. You need to have great, talented players, and they cost money. The Pittsburgh Pirates from 2011 through 2016 increased our payroll every single year by an average of $10 million a year. So we did reinvest into this team. And in fact, the 2016 team, our opening day payroll going into that season was $14 million higher than the opening day payroll of our 2015 team. 2015, we won 98 games. There was only one team that had more wins than us, and unfortunately it was the St. Louis Cardinals in our division. The next year, opening day payroll, 2016, we were $14 million higher, which was our highest jump between 2 years, and we won 78 games. So, yes, we do need to invest in our talent, and we have. But secondly, the Pittsburgh Pirates have proved that the highest payroll doesn't mean the team is going to win. We won through 2013 through 2015 with many teams in baseball with a much higher payroll than ours. How did we do it? By making smart but very difficult baseball decisions to build a champion based on the resources that we're able to put back into the team. Those resources grew as our fans came out. We reinvested that money back into the team, continued to have the payroll go up. Unfortunately, in 2016, we had a lot of things that went wrong.
Right.
Andrew didn't have the year that he typically has had. Gerrit Cole was hurt for much of the year. Francisco Liriano didn't have the year that he had had. A lot of things didn't go right. You have to have many things go right in baseball, but it's not all about payroll, but I agree with you. We must invest in this team, and we have.
We'd love to have you back before you get going down to spring training, and we can get into a little more detail. But thanks for the time this morning, Frank.
Great, Larry. I'd like to come back because the one thing I didn't get to is where we started, and that is we really are excited for the 2018 Pittsburgh Pirates, and I'm going to work my backside off every single day to make sure that the fans of the Pittsburgh Pirates understand that we have one goal in mind, and our number one priority, motive, goal is to bring back a World Series championship for them.
Well, the preseason or exhibition season is a month away, February 23rd against Tampa Bay at 105.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Have a great day, guys. I really appreciate your time.
You got it. President of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Frank Coonley, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.